That was Will Young and a song called Your Game. Before that, Talk Talk and It's My Life. Roland Canner has just arrived in the studio and he's trying to bribe me already. What's this? Oklahoma,
that is. That's a new beer. That's a new one.
Is that to promote this event coming up in February?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. Schenfield Operatic are doing a rendition of the famous show Oklahoma, and we've brewed a beer to go with it. And I've also enlisted their help to come and sing some beer songs.
I was saying that we had a cast of thousands, but not quite thousands, but we do have a full studio today because we have a bunch of people. Are you all just... you don't need to all answer at once. Maybe we can have... who's going to be the spokesperson? You're going to be the spokesman?
Yes.
Let me just have the right microphone on. That's it. Lovely. Yeah. So Oklahoma is coming up in February.
Indeed, it is.
And how long do you have to rehearse for?
We started in September.
Right.
And we go right through. We have a 2-week break at Christmas, and then we rehearse right up till the week of the show.
Is that just once a week, or...?
Once a week for principals, another different night a week for chorus, and then we all come together to sort of do things. Occasional Sundays, once a month as well.
So you must be very excited about the fact that Roland has actually named a beer after this production.
Well, we actually had a competition to name the beer. Roland was very kind in making the beer for us, and it went out in the Gazette and the Inquirer and the Romford Recorder, and we had people suggesting names. We actually have the beer winner naming here with us, Tracy,
right,
who actually is the winner of the competition.
You ought to go and work for the Sun or the Mirror. They love their puns. Oklahoma, you see, the beer is called Oklahoma, as opposed to Oklahoma. Thank you. Well, we're going to be hearing from you very shortly, aren't we?
Thank
so, anyway, coming back to Roland, who's also in the studio, as you probably... Roland's from the Brentwood Brewing Company. He's the boss, actually. He's the boss. He's brought in this Oklahoma. Now, you've got a special event coming up called the 12 Beers of Christmas. Tell us about that.
Rightio, we certainly have. All kicks off at the brewery down at Calcott Hall Farm on Saturday the 12th. And it is exactly what it says on the tin. It's 12 days leading up to Christmas. We're going to have beer free tastings every day. Free tastings?
Every day?
Every day. There'll be probably half a dozen different beers to taste on that on those days going through there. There'll be different special offers on different beers on every day, on the 12 days.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, we've got the 12th here. I see free beer tasting session and a discount on bottles of Van Canor.
Absolutely.
That's your own...
Our very famous champagned beer.
Yeah, now tell us about that. Isn't that quite an expensive beer to buy?
It is a very expensive beer to buy. It's retailing at £30 a bottle, but... it is probably the only one of its kind in the world, as far as I know. It's been triple fermented with beer, wine and champagne yeast. It's been through the entire champagning process by hand. If you were buying a bottle of champagne that had been through this, you'd be paying £300. £30 is a snip.
Okay. And that's the first beer you've got on offer on the 12th of December.
That's correct.
And you've got a different little... kind of gift, haven't you, with every day? You've got the second day you've got a bar towel, and then you've got glasses and flagons and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, there's different free gifts and different things on every day. I'll just point out that the second day, on the Sunday the 13th, the beer of the day is Lumberjack, which has just been named by... the Great British Chefs, and the beer for that, which is run by the Great British Beer Alliance. Lumberjack is the official beer to go with Brussels sprouts. So we're very proud of that.
Okay. For those people who don't like Brussels sprouts, they
just
might not
have the beer.
They might not buy that one. They might buy something else. So how many beers are there in this list that you wouldn't be able to get 12 months of the year? You know, the beers that you tend to just produce at this time of the year. Are there many there?
Yes, there are. Probably about half of them are sort of seasonals or specials this time of year. We've got Chestnut Stout, which is only available when we can get hold of local chestnuts to put in the beer. We've got Five Gold Rings, obviously. And the other Christmas ones we've got in here is a Santa's Paradise, Santa's Little Helper, and Berry Christmas.
Yep, yeah, and there's a different beer specialised every day, as you mentioned earlier. So that's from the 12th to the 23rd, isn't it? At your shop, at your brewery shop.
Indeed.
In Colcott Hall Farm. And what are the opening hours there then?
The opening hours...
They vary a bit, do they?
They do vary a bit. Monday to Friday, it's 9 till 4.30. On the Saturdays, it's 10.30 till 3.30. And on Sunday the 13th and Sunday the 20th, it's 10.30 till 2 o'clock.
Okay. Sounds very exciting. So we've got these guys and girls here from Oklahoma. What are they doing here exactly? Because we're not promoting specifically Oklahoma.
I thought they were with you.
No, I don't know where they came from.
I haven't got a clue where they came from.
They just wandered up to the door and said, let me in. You know.
They like singing, you see. So, yeah. So they very kindly are going to sing a rendition of The 12 Beers of Christmas,
okay.
which is a very famous song. You know, I mean, there's a
12
few
Beers
people
of Christmas.
There's other versions of it, but this is actually the original.
Okay, well, let's hear it then. Do you have to sort of do anything before you start singing?
No, or not?
You just launch into it. Okay, well...
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love bought for me 12 chalkwork, orange, 11 winter warmer, 10 hope and glory, 9 merry Christmas, 8 Santa's little helper, 7 Santa's paradise, 6 Oklahoma, 5 gold rings, 4 Brentwood best, 3 chestnut stout, 2 lumberjack, and a bottle of that.
Wow. That was excellent. I think that deserves a bit of a round of applause. Have you been rehearsing that?
Since half this afternoon.
Right, it sounded good. So that's just a little taster. That's the right word as well, isn't it? For your 12 Beers of Christmas event, which starts on the 12th of this month, which is not very far away. That's about 8 days.
Indeed, yep.
And don't forget, lots of different sorts of beers there that are not normally available 12 months of the year. You know, there's lots of seasonal beers there to tuck into. Roland, thank you very much indeed. There's Colcott Hall Farm Shop. What road is that in? For people who...
That's on the Ongar Road.
On the
Ongar
Road.
It's on the main A128, coming north out of Brentwood, literally just as you go over the A12. If you are looking to try and find us and you're taking a sat-nav, be very, very careful, because our postcode will actually take you down the A12 and tell you to climb the embankment, which isn't a lot of use.
Sat-navs are terrible sometimes, aren't they? Yeah.
But if you look on a map, we are on the A12. We're actually on the main A128, okay. Main drag in Brentwood.
Roland Cannon, the boss of the Brentwood Brewing Company, thank you very much indeed for that. And thank you, of course, for the cast of Oklahoma there for providing that little ditty a few minutes ago. It was great, and good luck with the run. Don't forget, we need to get somebody in a bit closer to the start of that, which is the 10th of February, so we can hear more about the production. Okay, you're listening to Phoenix FM, and here's a song in a moment or two from Paul Smith and the Intimations. But first, there's this.